Never been here. No, it's amazing to actually be in the cafeteria after sort of imagining what it looks like.
What did you imagine?
I imagined a darker space with longer tables in rows. I don't know why. This is very convivial.
Hello, I'm David Boyer, managing editor of KALW News. Throughout this membership drive, we've been sharing stories from the cafeteria here at Burton High School. The school's also where our studios are located. I'm going back this week with a couple of very special guests.
I'm Tina Pamantuan, general manager at KALW.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Labar, executive director for student nutrition services for San Francisco Unified School District.
Join us for another serving of Lunchtime. Episode 5, Charles Remembers.
Is it time to try the food?
I think it might be.
Okay, come on in. Hi, y'all.
Hello.
How are you?
How you been?
Good. So we have pancakes for breakfast, and you have the cheesy ravioli, too? Okay.
Get your tray
over here.
At the end right there, and grab your fruit, your vegetable, and you go from there.
Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Charles.
And what are you doing here?
Work here for 100 years.
100? You look like, you know, 28.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Appreciate
Charles it. Is our backbone here at Burton. He makes sure all the orders get put away when they come in. He's also serving students throughout the day as well, so... And Charles, you've been with us for over 20 years, right?
33.
How long?
33.
I'll grab a ravioli.
Go try that piece over there.
I'm going to try it. So I have a question about the decision to centralize where the cooking is done versus doing it.
Yeah. Some schools like Burton, they actually have some semblance of a kitchen. Others, especially at elementary, were serving out of a closet.
How long has Revolution Foods been the business that you guys have worked with?
This is their fifth year working with the district.
So were the lunches ever cooked in the kitchens here?
A long, long time ago. Charles will probably tell you about.
What you need to know.
Were you here when they actually cooked the lunches in the kitchen?
Yeah, you actually had to really cook using kettles, all the stoves. But see, this school was pretty old, so I went to this school. It was Wilson then.
What was the lunch like then?
It was good. The meatballs, then you had the chicken with the mashed potatoes and gravy. Then they had the spaghetti, it was off the hook. Kids, you just couldn't wait. Because you smell it all the way upstairs. That's when it was actually cooking. Back then, the cook managers, they put their soul into it. Because now you can't use no salt, no seasoning, nothing like that. You got to take it for what it is.
So you've tried the lunches here now. What do you think?
I'm going to leave that one alone. I don't want to make nobody look bad.
Are you a big cook at home?
I cook every day. Matter of fact, I cooked some pork chops last night with a salad. Oh, Lord.
When's the last time you cooked a meal in this kitchen here?
Beginning of the 90s, before they start delivering the food. Long time, about 20 years ago. Now, we do a damn good job, excuse my French. We try our best, you know, make it look good. So, it pans out.
Thank you for talking to us.
Without a doubt. Keep smiling.
All right. Appreciate it.
Next time, Jennifer explains.